I present the prophet of the Almighty Baller.
Hey listeners, it's the Prophet of the Almighty Baller here. Thanks for listening to episode 39, the second part of Donovan Off Again. Fair warning, we don't really talk about basketball all that much. About 10 minutes in, we start talking about how hungry we are, and then talk about tacos, and then brainstorm about a possible taco podcast, and it just sort of falls apart from there. So, you know, It's hilarious, don't get me wrong, but if you're only into basketball knowledge and you're not into laughing your tuchus off, then go ahead, listen to about 12 minutes in, and then you can skip the rest of the podcast. Episode 40, part 2 of what is he going to start hitting threes with his dick about Steph Curry, who else, is going to be out soon, maybe in a couple days, so keep your ears peeled for that. Follow at Almighty Prophet on Twitter, friend Prof of Ball, P-R-O-P-H, space O-F-B-A-L-L, and more importantly, like almightyballer.com on Facebook. It helps a lot getting the message out to the people, to the disciple-ballers. You know, I'm working on that, what the title for the listeners is going to be. I'm thinking about a few different things, but for now, it's disciple-ballers. Thanks again for listening. Whether you're a fan of basketball or a fan of Mexican food, I think you'll enjoy listening.
Okay, so, Kunal, do you think that foundational shifts need to be made? Or, I mean, we are ignoring the fact that the Thunder have been, you know, first, second, or third seed every year for like 5 years, and they just so happen to be coming in to a stretch where the Warriors are. I mean, like, I was thinking about LeBron earlier. You know, poor LeBron. Like, a couple years ago, we were talking about him and Jordan comparisons, and now he's just like, you know, there's like Steph.
Yeah,
out of like fucking nowhere.
I know. I was thinking that the other day too, right? Like, is it 2 years ago? It's like, oh my god, it's all about the Heat and the Spurs, and now it's like, oh shit, it's only about the Warriors now.
Yeah. So
ESPN is the Warriors network.
would you make a move? Okay, Kunal, would you start moving around foundational pieces?
See, I feel like I don't know if they're gonna have the opportunity to. I mean, based on how things are going right now, I think the foundation is gonna be moving itself. With Durant going elsewhere, and then Westbrook and Ibaka following suit.
Dude, I really like that. I thought that was really well put.
Yeah.
And there's that whole, like, Oklahoma City earthquake thing.
Oh, nice! I didn't think about that, though.
Because, like, the foundation's booming itself.
Thunder snacks.
Oh. Tie-ins.
Or is it?
Geopolitical tie-ins. Social tie-ins. That's what this show's about, you know?
Yeah.
It's basketball is to life, you know?
Yeah. Dude. Ball is life, but, like, life is life.
Life is life.
Yeah.
More so than ball is life.
Steph Curry's balls are life.
We have to keep that. We have to keep that.
It's a weird thing to say, but
it kind of is. You kind of took it a little to a whole other level.
But, I mean, it's because we were talking about that the other time.
Yeah.
But the listeners weren't there, man.
The listeners were there.
Oh, yeah.
The listeners are always with us. That's what our main message is. You're always with us, guys.
Man, what?
I don't know. So, I got really passionate.
No, I like that. That was.
I mean, I do, but.
Kunal, that's a great point. Are you starting to be worried that Kevin Durant's going to move? I mean, like, who in their right mind wouldn't move if, A, there was an opportunity to go to the Warriors, and Anderson Varejão has made it totally clear that that's where you want to be, and then B, me and Nico were talking about the possibility. What if the Blazers bumped the Thunder in the first round?
Yeah, that's the thing,
that's
right?
That's totally plausible.
That wouldn't surprise me.
That's plausible.
Yeah,
for
it's
sure.
Entirely.
It's more possible than
anything.
Shit's
happening.
I've always said it's going to take at least Western Conference Finals for him to stay. It's going to take at least beating one of the Warriors and Spurs.
Yeah.
And that's just signing like a one-year contract with the player option. Oh, you know? Well,
really, that's the thing, right? People are like, oh, man, he's just going to sign like a one-year deal with the Thunder, right? But, you know, he has an opportunity because of this cap jump to sign with the Warriors that I don't think is going to be there next year.
Really? Whoa.
Right. I mean, like, think about that, right? The Warriors, because of this cap spike, are in this, like, totally unprecedented position to sign Kevin Durant. And, like, that doesn't come around every year, you know?
Yeah.
Actually, it could happen if Kevin Durant during next year or during the offseason of next year. Actually, you can't really do signing trades anymore. If Thunder are bad enough, which they probably won't be, then he could demand a trade and then get traded to the Warriors. But the Thunder would never do that because the Thunder are close to contention, and giving the Warriors Kevin Durant is silly. I mean, like,
he'll be a free
agent. If you're Kevin Durant and you're considering Golden State, you need to be considering it for this offseason because there's not going to be another chance to do that.
No, absolutely.
Nah, for real.
And I think I've seen, like, based on the contract schedule going forward, if he wants Golden State to be good and be able to re-sign that core of Klay, Steph, and Draymond, then it's his best interest to do it as soon as possible.
Yeah, Steph Curry and Kevin Durant.
Would they be able to max Durant?
It'd be like Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant, except that Russell Westbrook doesn't hit 40. Except that Steph Curry hits those shots.
Yeah.
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 You know what else is fun? Waking up in the morning, going out to your front doorstep, and seeing a box from FanEssentials.net.
Oh, it's the most fun, especially knowing that you only pay $14.99 or maybe $34.99 a month, but less if you use the promo code ALMIGHTY at checkout.
Oliver, are you wearing socks? Because if you're wearing socks, I need you to remove them right now because I'm about to knock your socks off.
Okay, I am removing my socks.
FanEssentials.net is going to get your favorite team, right? You're in Portland, you like the Trailblazers, Dame is tearing it up. They're going to take your favorite team. They're going to put together all the coolest gear, all the coolest merchandise, all the coolest stuff, put in a box, send it to you, and every month, you open your door, and you're like, wow, what a bunch of cool stuff. And I already know this, because they sent me a little box, because they wanted to sponsor me. Good move, by the way. It's a great podcast. And I can tell you, I'm using my little key lanyard. I wear the sport jacket combo with this Thunder t-shirt that's really cool. I got a cool card decal. And that was just the rookie package. That's for $14.99. So, hey.
Wow. I mean, that's a lot of stuff. I am definitely intrigued by this. I'm going to have to order one and see what's going on. But my question would be, if I order a Golden State one, does it come with Durant stuff?
Well, that's a great question. And hey, why not find out by using discount code ALMIGHTY, ALMIGHTY, there's only one L. If you can't remember the way that you spell ALMIGHTY, just look at the name of this podcast, you dummy.
And if you enter the code, you get 30% off your first month at FanEssentials.net.
And if you order now, I like that, you know?
We get sweet kickback. Support the podcast. Go to FanEssentials.net, please.
Okay, all right. I thought that was well executed.
Great ad.
Yeah, no, I thought that was great.
Yeah, well, sorry about the dogs there.
Yeah, the dogs are not included in the package.
Cool.
I mean, it would be like the ultimate NBA 2K team. Like, nobody, if you play as the Warriors, everybody's like, all right, like, you're a douchebag. Like, you can't play this sport.
Yeah, there's discussions. Okay. Think about this.
Okay. It's like the Heat in 2K13.
I think Klay Thompson is going to be first team All-NBA shooting guard because the voters probably aren't going to spring for Harden over him.
Probably
right?
Not, no.
So, and then Draymond Green is going to be first team All-NBA. And I think Steph Curry might be, maybe.
He probably won't be.
Okay, and then you're...
Second team.
And then you're adding Kevin Durant.
Third team, maybe.
You would have four out of the five first team All-NBA starting. That would be your starting lineup.
God.
I don't...
I think I've said this before, but like on the old NBA Live games, all the best players would in the Dynasty mode.
Enchiladas on the brain.
Dude, I'm so hungry.
Yeah, enchiladas on the brain, though.
When we're
shout to all my Mexican food fans, all my Tex-Mex fans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After this,
if you like enchiladas, you better follow me.
After this, we should go by Taco.
If we go anywhere, we need to go to somewhere that's real Mexican. Like, I need to be able to read Spanish on the menu, sir. For real. Like, yeah.
It's nothing sexy. It's
nothing sexy. Taco Bell, it says it's nothing sexy. Carne asada
it. Here's the sexiest shit right here, man. You go to a restaurant, you know what I'm saying, like a little Spanish junk.
And dude,
you take your girl with you, and then you just order everything in Spanish.
Yeah. Hola. Me amo Keenan.
Yeah, yo. Yeah. What's my favorite? I like those lenguas, tacos lenguas.
It's kind of like all just beef tongue, tortilla, baby. Cheese, meat, beans. Oh my god,
I can't talk about tacos right now. Jiminy Cricket.
We're going to start a taco podcast.
Yeah, the taco cast.
Almighty
tacos, dude. Almighty tacos.
We'll workshop it.
Okay, we'll brainstorm.
No, let's do it right now. We might as well.
Okay.
Guys, taco podcast brainstorming session.
Carnea podcast.
Where's the beef?
Yeah. What's beef?
Yeah.
That's one.
Extra cheese.
Ooh.
Mas queso.
We're just wheeling and dealing right now.
Oh yeah.
We got so many ideas.
Why not both? Yeah. That could be the name of it, because that commercial.
Corn or flour.
Yeah. Corn all day.
Yeah.
No question.
Kunal, do you have any contribution to this?
To the taco podcast? No, you guys are going strong.
That's fucking up.
You're going to want to be in on this, man. It's going to be, like, historical.
Next big thing.
Donovan off again. I like that.
It's good.
I was thinking about mentioning at the start of this podcast that I don't mind just sort of BSing around for this podcast because, like, it was a little bit impromptu because of scheduling stuff. Lux and Oliver and I are going to record a Warriors podcast on Tuesday, but all of us were free today to do this podcast, so, like, this one isn't as... If it wasn't impromptu, I'd be talking, like, lineup stuff. I could bring you the plus-minuses and everything and be able to come to the table with a better argument for Russell Westbrook than the eye test, but, like...
Alright, so, I don't know if you guys are all caught up. I'm gonna run through the scores. Today's scores.
Yeah, I could do that.
Let's see, the Thunder took care of the Bucks barely.
Thunder barely beat the Bucks.
104-96. Nuggets in a nail biting.
Nuggets
in a nail biting a fair.
But really, the real highlight of the day.
Such a frustrating game. Kenneth Faried just absolutely killed the Mavs on the boards, man.
Dude,
he had 25 and 20 today.
Yeah.
112-95.
Yeah, that Lakers thing was a thing. Did you guys catch that?
Rockers.
I didn't watch that game, no. I just saw the score and I was like, all right, somebody messed up at ESPN and, like, switched the scores.
Where? Let me run through these.
Thank you, Mr. Nico.
But, I'm so hungry.
I know, dog.
Oh God.
I think there's something in order because I'm finding myself really hard to concentrate, and then you know.
Yeah,
Records I put on the needle earlier.
Yeah.
You know, kind of.
Yeah, I'm stressed out. Got a lot of stressful stuff going on.
Yeah. Hey.
Guys. Stressful.
I mean, like, I think this was the best podcast we have ever recorded. Let's go get tacos. Are you down for that, Kunal? You can get your own.
You guys aren't actually going to Taco Bell, though,
I'm
right?
I'm going to Taco Bell. Please tell me. I don't care what these assholes do, but, like, I'm getting a quesalupa or something like that.
See, that's not even a word. That's, like, if you type that in on, like, Word, it'll, like, underline it in red.
Oh God, I just thought about Arby's. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Who eats at Arby's?
Arby's. We have the meats. Actually, I kind of
like...
You
only go to Arby's.
I like the direction that they've been heading. They've been using more fresher shit. Their ads are pretty damn funny. I mean, like...
The best ads are the Jack in the Box ads.
When they had the slicing up freshness...
Mini sirloin burgers.
Like, when they had the slicing up freshness campaign with Bo Deedle, that shit was the worst. But, like...
There's a lot of bad ads.
When they went to the whole We Have the Meats, just
we're going to go fresher. We're going to use, like, good meats and better bread. It was like, yeah, we have, you got me and we have the meats.
Dude, do you remember, when Domino's, like, started using good ingredients for, like, 6 months and, like,
now it tastes like cardboard again. Domino's
started
making
good pizza and then, like, just switched it back on us and we're just like, oh, nobody's going
like,
to notice.
I like when you go...
It's like what Coca-Cola did in the 80s, where they're like, hey, we have the most popular drink in the world. Let's change the formula so nobody wants to buy it. Because that's what they did for like 3 years. And they're like, that was a huge mistake.
Well, I like it when you get the McDonald's bag and you're like, now 100% beef. I'm like, motherfucker, what was it before?
Yeah, what was it?
What the fuck was I eating before? This is bullshit. You're
poisoning me, man.
This human?
Same, like...
Raccoon meat.
Gotta love it. I'm down for a cat burger.
I have a tapeworm.
I would eat a raccoon right now. I'm so hungry.
That's not a good thing.
Fried raccoon assholes on a stick.
Why would you say that?
George Carlin, baby.
Do they have those?
That
at
is
Arby's?
A George Carlin.
Oh yeah, they're at the Texas State Fair, dude.
Fried raccoon assholes.
Yeah, dude. Get that sauteed butter.
How can you dominate a species more than putting their anuses on a stick and frying them? It's like, all right, we get it. God, like,
we know
you're dominant over us. Jesus,
we understand your pain.
Thank God for Charles Darwin. Survival of the fattest.
Oh yeah.
Like the movie WALL-E.
If you fat, you living.
So like, I mean, this isn't like quite an unguarded shooting, but it's also like not.
It's
quite,
in between.
We're shooting around. Right
I think
now.
Like it would maybe be fun to like just design like a different podcast name and everything just for this podcast.
I like it.
Yeah.
Because this was fun. It wasn't super informative, but it was fun.
Yeah, I mean, like...
I had a good time.
I did, too. I really like recording and everything, but, like, I'm just too...
Yeah.
I mean, I, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, and, like, I had... Right? I'm, like, thinking about a paper, and, like, I was like...
Yeah, dude, it's times like this that you remember that food is nutrients.
It's very important.
Calories is energy.
It is.
And we are all hungry right now.
Okay, so you've been listening to something, and I guess it was about stuff. I mean, we probably talked more about tacos than basketball.
Basketball than tacos.
The Queso Lupa podcast.
It was probably 60% tacos, 30% basketball, and I don't know what's there's 10% left. 10%.
10% skill.
Slap the shit out of Stephen A. Smith.
100%.
100% reason to.
This is not basketball.
That was like the theme song of TNT for like ever.
How come you ain't break out the Stephen A. Smith soundboard? That's the question.
Yeah,
bro.
Dude, let's listen to some soundboard stuff.
Then
I don't have to like think of funny things to say. I can just let Stephen A. do it for me.
Oh God, Stephen A. man.
You know,
for somebody that's never probably played basketball in his life, he sure knows a hell of a lot about it.
Okay, here, I really like this.
It doesn't look that way.
It's about Amare.
You don't look like yourself, bro. You look slower. You look softer.
Sounds like an intervention.
You don't look like you've got an ounce of aggression in your body right now.
You need help.
Something's wrong. And if that's the case, everybody's gotta go.
He should be on intervention. He should host interventions.
Who?
Literally, I offer him a way for a bag of cheese dips. That's how pathetic he is. I'm done with him. I'm done with him.
I'm done.
Okay, wait. This is about Luke Walton. Wait.
Want to be, right? A coaching bro like Luke Walton would want to be, right?
Coaching
like
that bro. Seems
a little... Coaching bro.
A point guard!
Stephon Marbury, by the way.
Good Lord have mercy. I couldn't believe when I read this. Let me repeat that last sentence.
So passionate.
That's just from trying to get everybody involved and into the game.
Oh my
so
God.
In other words, you've been struggling.
You should be a comedian, dog. Oh my God.
Which is what the hell you were supposed to be for the last 10 years.
Steven, I'm learning a lot. Stephen A.
I love Stephen A.
Yeah, man.
You have to be a point guard. Struggling? He looks demoralized.
Oh, hey. I have, I did a couple of ones from Batman.
You're a big guy.
You're a big guy.
His parents were actually from where I used to live. His parents are from St. Thomas.
I thought they were from Gotham.
He's from Queens.
Bane?
But his parents were from the U.S. Virgin Islands, dude.
Bane's from
St. Thomas, by the way. 340.
I thought Bane was raised in the dark.
I'm talking about Stephen A.
Yeah. Wait, this is SpongeBob.
Stephen A, motherfucker.
He was number one!
Dude, today I was watching that SpongeBob where Pantera does the soundtrack to, like, one of the episodes where they're jellyfishing, and it's, like, super insane.
Gets to stay on my aircraft!
I love that.
Should we sign off?
Yeah, I was starting to do it.
Before the fans were like, what the hell are we listening to? They're probably saying that halfway through, but...
Yeah, I mean, like...
We have fun here.
Man, I need to eat some fucking
food. Dude, I've been eating a burrito bowl this whole time. It's fantastic.
We got tomorrow's matchups. We got Spurs at the Pacers tomorrow at 8 o'clock, or 9 Eastern.
Do you guys wanna make predictions?
Clippers
on the game?
Down.
Sure.
Yeah, Spurs win.
We got I'm gonna go Spurs win.
They're gonna get their 53rd win.
Okay.
We got the Clippers and the Mavericks tomorrow at 8:30.
Clippers.
8:30 Eastern.
Clippers are gonna
I think the Mavs might sneak one in.
Dude, I think they're exhausted after today.
Oh, man. Yeah, you're
overtime,
right.
And they lost.
Let's see if the Warriors are truly on the slide when they visit the Magic tomorrow.
I can't see them shooting
10:30.
I can't see them shooting, like, 10%.
Dude, I think the Warriors are going to go in and drop 50 on them.
Go for 200 points whole game.
The Cavaliers are going to get their 45th. I think the Cavaliers will get their 45th.
You know what I've been wanting to see? Like, Steph. Oh, I shouldn't talk about Steph. I'm talking about him on Tuesday. Okay. All right. What were you saying?
The last match will be Cavs Grizzlies tomorrow, and that'll be on NBA TV.
Cavs Grizzlies.
I can see the Grizzlies winning that game, actually.
Because they give a shit.
Yeah. The Cavs are weird, man.
They only have 17 losses.
I mean, like, in reality, like, the Cavaliers should have stomped their team.
What the fuck is going on with LeBron's Twitter? Anybody?
Is he Kanye-ing?
He's just, like, slowly... I love it. He's like,
seems like a passive-aggressive 15-year-old girl.
Have you guys seen Requiem for a Dream?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, I love that movie.
I know, but it's so dark.
Okay.
It's the scariest movie ever.
LeBron James is like that old woman. He's like slowly losing his mind because he's
Helen
like losing relevance. You know,
he won an Oscar for that role.
I'm famous. I'm still the MVP.
Harden isn't even trying anymore.
That movie
movie makes you want to take a shower.
Yeah, man. It's like when you see that sore in his arm that looks like,
God.
The size of Rhode Island. Like,
I don't like that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
You're bringing me down, bro.
Yeah. Have you seen Enter the Void?
Yes.
Yes.
Jeez.
No. What a strange, disturbing film experience that was.
You should watch Enter the Void. Are you guys glad that you watched it?
No. I mean, it's impressive.
It's disturbing, but
it's impressive,
really,
but like, it's just, I was not a happy camper.
You know who's not a happy camper?
Anybody who's camping.
Wait, let me
take this one. Anybody who's camping, there you go.
I don't know, man.
We need to sign off, dude.
So
yeah. This needs to end.
You got the matchups. You know who's playing tomorrow. You know who's going to win. Tune in next time, you know.
At Almighty Prophet.
At K Parker Womack.
At Nico fucking Dabs.
Follow Prophet Ball.
That's serious. N-I-C-L-F-K-N.
Wait, no, friend Prophet Ball. Like almightyballer.com. I mean, if you don't, this time around, I'll forgive you. And Kunal, you want to plug your Twitter?
Yeah, Kunal Naik 5. KUNALNAIK 5. Because I know you people struggle with brown names.
Okay, alright, guys.
Later.
Almighty balls.
I'm gonna get a chicken quesadilla and like a steak quesalupa.
I'm gonna
like a beefy nacho taco.
I'm gonna go deal with my life, which is not great.
I'm gonna find my wallet.
Alright. Thanks for listening. We'll have more quality content on Tuesday.
Almighty balls, man.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
All right.